Hello, and welcome to another Apple This podcast.
Good afternoon. My name is Marvin Rush, and I'm in Louisiana. Today, the app we're going to talk about is the DirecTV app. I've heard some people say that they have had a little trouble with it. So let's talk about it. There are a few things you have to get done before you're ready to use the app. And those things are, make sure you go to directtv.com and set up your account. The other thing that you have to get done is make sure your receiver is connected to your Wi-Fi network. That way, if you do both of those things, you'll get full use from this app. Are there a couple of things that aren't accessible? Yes, there are. The one thing being the search functions, they are a little difficult, but everything else you can use. You can record to your DVR, you can play things from your DVR, you can play things from your DVR on different receivers, all that. If you're just getting DirecTV, your installer will help you hook your DirecTV receivers up to your Wi-Fi network. The system we have here is we have a Genie receiver and then we have a client receiver, I guess you'd call it, in the bedroom. That happens to be where I am now. So we'll talk about selecting receivers and all that here in just a minute. But make sure you have those things completed before you bring the app up and try to do things with it. So let's start on this DirecTV app.
Blind Bargains. DirecTV.
All right. Here's DirecTV.
Logging in. Ellipse menu. Button.
All right. The first thing that you're going to hear, it's going to say logging in. Once it completes all that, the next thing you'll hear is the menu button. The menu button is our friend. Because everything you do, you're going to have to access that menu button to bring the tabs up. And we'll do that now and show you what the tabs are.
Close.
All right, there. You know you've brought up the menu button because it says close. So let's tap on the bottom of the screen and see what tabs are available.
Remote, 8 of 11, button.
And you kind of never know where you're going to land when you click on the bottom of the, touch the bottom of the screen just above the home button. But you'll land on one of the tabs. So you may have to swipe left or right, whichever one you're looking for. I landed on the 8th tab, so I know to do much of anything, I'll have to swipe left. So anyway, let's swipe left all the way.
Two selected. Home. 1 of 11.
All the way to the home tab. That's your first tab. And that will give you access to your guide. And do another couple of things.
Guide. 2 of 11.
There's the guide. There's actually a guide tab. But your home tab will also give you access to that.
Movies. 3 of 11.
Movies tab will give you access to just movies.
TV shows, 4 of 11.
TV shows, if you tap on the TV shows tab, you'll just get TV show listings. That won't include movies or anything like that.
Networks, 5 of 11.
And the same goes with networks. If you do the networks, you get things sorted. You know, A&E, CNN, MSNBC, it's sourced by networks, ESPN, whatever.
Playlist, 6 of 11.
Playlist, the playlist tab does a couple of things. The playlist tab is going to show us if you want to play something from your DVR or if you download things off of your DVR to your device, which I don't do because for a couple of reasons. First thing being, it takes up a lot of space on your device. So I've just never done it. But I can, with this phone and this app, control my receiver.
Receiver control in home. Heading.
Okay, receiver control. It says I'm in home.
Receiver, living RM. 7 of 11.
And it says I'm connected to living room receivers. Our receivers, you can name them. Your installer will do that whenever they show up to install your DirecTV system, and they'll name your receivers. Ours is the living room's called living room, and this one back here is called BR for bedroom. So, you know, just a name so that we can differentiate them.
Remote. 8 of 11.
The remote tab, that does exactly what it says. It brings up a virtual remote control on your iPhone. And with the number pad and everything. And you can use it. I've just messed with it long enough to say, yes, it's here. Yes, I can use it. But, you know, I have a remote a foot away, and I think, well, it's a little easier to pick the remote up and use the buttons to turn the volume up and down or punch in a channel number specific to where you want to go. So.
Authorize a movie or event. 9 of 11.
All right, button. This next tab is where you, on DirecTV, from channel 1, from channel, it's 100 to or 101 or something like that, all the way up to 199. Those are pay-per-view movies. And those cost you, whatever, $4.99 a piece. And that's where you would... The tab there is where you would authorize one of those, or perhaps if you wanted to watch a sports event, you could authorize your event there in that tab.
Voice, 10 of 11.
The voice tab is exactly what it says it is. Yes, you can double tap and say, show me all NFL, and it will bring them up, but the one problem with this app is the search results are pretty hard to deal with.
Settings and help, 11 of 11.
And the last tab is your settings tab. So, that's all of the tabs when you hit the menu button.
DirecTV, button, close. DirecTV, remote control, watch on, close, button, remote. 8, movies, guide, selected, browse for TV, 2, selected, guide, 2 of 11, selected, browse for TV, watch on iPhone, remote control,
okay.
Button.
Now, the only thing I did was I just swiped left all the way back to the beginning of the screen here. So let's take a look at your home tab and let's show you the guide and what you can do with that.
Watch on iPhone. Selected. Browse for TV.
There are two buttons that will... If you want to watch an item on your TV, you select Browse for TV. And if you're going to stream something on your iPhone, let's say you're out somewhere and you want to stream something, then you would browse your DirecTV guide from the stream, listen, watch iPhone button. And we'll show you how that works here in just a second.
Selected. Home. 1 of 11. Button.
All right, we're selected. At home.
Record to DVR. Selected. Browse for TV. 2 of 2. Button.
The next thing says...
Record to DVR. Heading.
It's a heading, and any item that we see in this listing of shows, we can record it to DVR. So let's take a look at what we find. And what I'm doing, I'm just swiping from left to right with one finger so that we can look at every item on the screen that's in the guide. So from all these buttons, the last button, you'll get to a heading that says record DVR. So let's swipe right from there.
Browse by channel button.
All right, you get a browse by channel.
Browse by date slash time button.
Which is, we want to browse by date and time. So I'm going to double tap that button.
Menu button. Why use a pressure cooker?
Okay.
Win 1. Head table index. Adjustable.
What we have here is a list of everything that is on my package for DirecTV. And there are a couple of buttons at the beginning of the screen. I'm going to go up and tap on the upper left quadrant of the screen.
Watch
here.
On iPhone. 1 of 2.
And button. There's my watch remote on control, iPhone.
Content search. Guide. Menu. Menu.
Okay, button. There. I went all the way back to the left to where our menu button is. There's your menu.
Guide.
Swipe
heading.
Right. Here's your... We're in the guide heading. We know that.
Content search button.
Content search is not... Well, you can actually do type the stuff in there, but the darn search results are not very accessible.
Remote control button.
And there's a button. No matter where you are on, in your app, you can double tap that button and it brings up a virtual remote control on your iPhone.
Watch on iPhone. 1 of 2.
And
button.
A while ago, remember we talked about how we're going to sort this list of TV, of items on the TV. And the first button is Watch on iPhone.
Selected. Browse for TV. 2 of 2.
And we're going to browse for TV since we're sitting here at the house.
Filter sort listings by.
Now, the next
time.
Thing
button.
Is filter listings and sort listings by, and we double tapped on sort them by date and time.
Arrow left, dimmed, button.
Arrow left is, you can go backwards, but it, as far as I know, it does not do that.
Viewing shows at time, Saturday, March 4th at 1:30 p.m., button.
All right, that's the time we're viewing the guide. You can... The next thing we find
arrow right
by
button.
Swiping is an arrow right. And if I double tapped there, I would advance by 30 minutes. So, you know, if I wanted to look at what's going to be on tonight at 8 o'clock, then I could double tap the right arrow and keep double tapping it until I get to 8 o'clock tonight. But anyway, we're going to look at what's on right now.
Table index. Adjustable.
Okay, this guide is made up by headings, and it's 50 channels per heading. So in other words, you'll go channel 1 to 50, that's one heading. channel 50 to 100, that's another heading. So if you know, for example, that you want to look at sports stuff, and I happen to know that the sports stuff is just above channel 200. I can use the headings control to go to there in the guide. But let's just start at the first thing that's here. And the bottom, the first things you can see on the guide is your local channels.
Why use a pressure cooker? Wins. Channel 1 is not favorited.
Okay, channel 1.
Button.
Is
actions available
an ad channel that sells ads, whatever.
Notre Dame at Louisville, call Channel 5 is not
That's
favorited.
Notre Dame at
Format HD.
Louisville,
Button.
as you can hear.
Actions available. Gymnastics. KPLC.
There's
Channel 7
gymnastics.
is
That's
favorited.
our NBC
Format
affiliate.
HD. Ed Slott's Retirement Roadmap 2017. KLTL. Channel
There's our
18 is
public
not favorited.
TV. There's our public
Button.
TV channel.
Seton Hall at Butler. KVHP. Channel 29 is favorited. Format HD.
Now,
Button.
Any channel that you know
Actions
you're,
available.
Whoops. Any channel you know you're going to watch a lot, it said, notice it said channel KVHP channel 29 favorited. If I want, I can go to my favorites and it will show a list of channels that I have favorited. For example, I have our NBC affiliate favorited and that Fox channel. So it would let you, that you could sort it, your guide by things that you have that are favorites.
IT Cosmetics, World of X Games, Clax, Channel 31 is not favorited. Format
okay.
HD.
And that's
IT Cosmetics, World of X Games, Clax,
and I'm
swiping
Channel 31 to the right.
Is not favorited. 50, heading.
All right. Now, like I said, the guide is made up in headings of 50 channels. So that, it just now went to channel 50 because that was all the channels that are available in my package from channel 1 to 50. And there's not really much in this next 50 channels, so I'm going to use my rotor and go to the headings selection so I can show you how to move up and down your guide by heading.
Volume. Audio duck. Volume. Speaking rate. Headings.
All right, there's our heading selection in the rotor.
100. Heading.
Now, I just swiped down with one finger, and that moved me from channel 50 up to 100.
150. Heading.
And then swipe down with your finger, and that moves you up another 50 channels.
200. Heading.
Then you swipe again, and that's 200. So let's, from here, let's swipe right with one finger.
DirecTV Cinema, The Screening Room, Cine, Channel 200, is not favorited.
That's the
button. Actions available.
Yeah. That is the little thing where you can show the or watch the trailers for all the movies that are being shown on what's called DirecTV Cinema, the movies that you buy and pay for. So
DirecTV Cinema, The Screening Room, CNN Newsroom, CNN HD, Channel 202 is not favorited. Available to cast a TV, format HD. Button. Neuter system, new diet for 2017.
And I'm just swiping from left to right with one finger.
Forensic Files, HLN, HD Sports Mix, SMX HD, Florida at Vanderbilt, ESPN HD, Channel 207, TCU at Oklahoma, ESN HD.
Okay.
Channel 207 is not favorited. Available.
There's
to
a
TV,
college basketball game.
Button.
So let's
available.
See what we can do with that listing. The first thing I'm going to do is I can take one finger and swipe up from the bottom.
Favorite. Activate to favorite this channel.
I can favorite the channel. Let's swipe up again.
Record. Activate
I can
to record this program.
Record the program on my DVR.
Activate. Default.
And then I'm back around to activate. So let's double tap this to activate it.
TCU
at Oklahoma. So what I'm going to do, okay, let me change to something that we know is not a college basketball game. So this is, we know, is a this is the 24-hour, if you want to buy it, channel. All right, we just double tapped on the TCU Oklahoma basketball team. So let's swipe right from here.
Close. But TCU at Oklahoma.
And there it is.
View all episodes. Button.
There's a view all episodes. That's for if you have if you're watching a series.
It is 2 hours 0 minutes long. It has an NR rating.
And it gives us how long it is.
Genre, basketball.
It's genre.
TCU, 17, 13, 6, 11, and Oklahoma, 10, 19, 4, 13, collide in the regular season finale for both teams. The Hornets defeated them.
It gives you a little summary of the of whatever you've double-tapped on.
Read more. Button.
You can read more about it. If you double tap there, it just gives you a little more in the summary.
You can watch this on your TV, computer, iPad, or iPhone.
And it tells you the next button is how you can watch the that item.
Watch button.
And then the next thing, if I swipe right, is the watch button.
Record button.
Or I can record it. There's a button here that I can record it.
Photos. Heading. Photos, carousel, photos,
okay.
Record, button.
Now let's close that. Unfortunately, you can't swipe right, left real fast to close it. So you have to go over here to the close.
TCU, read more, genre, it is TCU, close, button.
You have to swipe back left to the close button, but that's not a big deal.
Close, TCU at Oklahoma. ESN HD, channel 207, is not favorited. Available to cast a TV. Women's college basketball, TCU at
now,
Oklahoma.
Now, we're back in ESN the guide. HD, I closed.
Channel 207 is not favorited.
I closed the item that we were looking at, so we're now back in the guide.
Actions
so
available.
That's how the guide works. Which we'll be back to the guide here in just a second. Let's go back and let's open the menu.
Menu. Button. Close.
Which I double tapped. I just touched on the left, kind of top left corner of my screen, and it opened, and it says menu, and I double tapped there. So now our tabs are back open again. So let's explore these tabs and interact with those. And the one thing we have to do next is I want to select the receiver that I'm going to interact with. I've heard some people say they have a little trouble with that function. So since we're going to interact with a receiver, let's go select that receiver.
Settings and help. 11 of 11.
All right. That's the last tab. So we're going to swipe back left here.
Voice. Authorize a movie or remote. Receiver. Living RM. 7 of 11.
And
button.
Let's double tap there.
Menu. Button. Remote control. Button.
All right. Now let's from the menu button, let's swipe.
VR. Receive menu. Button.
All right. We're back. You're still at the menu button. So let's swipe right and investigate about what we have when we've double tapped on the receiver tab. It says receiver living room. So let's swipe right from here.
Receivers heading.
Okay, we're in the receivers heading. We know that.
Content search button.
And every one of these tabs have a content search button, a remote control button.
Remote control button. Refresh button.
And a refresh button.
Living RM. Receiver ID 8947.
There it gives me my receiver ID.
Network information button.
And it's going to, if I double tap there, it would give me the network information.
VR. Receiver model C31/RVU client.
Okay. Now, this is the list of receivers that are connected to that living room receiver where the DVR is, which there are just two, the living room and the bedroom. If I swipe one more time to the right, we'll find living room.
Remote control, button, VR, receiver, network information, living RM, receiver ID 8940,
okay.
Network, VR, Receiver model
Okay, I was
C31/RVU
wrong.
client.
You have to swipe twice the network information and then the next receiver. So we're going to double tap on it, BR.
BR, receiver model C31/RVU client.
So we are back. We've selected the bedroom receiver, and let's go prove that to ourselves
Refresh button. Remote control menu. Button. Close.
by opening up the menu again where it shows us all the tabs. And I'm going to go back and touch the bottom part of the screen.
Authorize a move remote. Ada selected. Receiver. BR. 7 of 11.
Now,
Button.
the seventh tab says selected receiver BR when it used to say living room. So now I know I have selected the bedroom receiver, which is the one we're going to interact with today. Now let's go back over and we're going to double tap the home tab.
Authorize a remote. Receive play network. TV. Movies. Guide. Home. 1 of 11. Menu.
All
Button.
right, I double tapped home by just swiping left through the tabs until I found home. And let's go back and let's look at our guide a little bit now.
Recently watched carousel. Adjustable. Recently watched. Browse by date slash. Browse by channel. Record to TV. Selected. Browse for TV. Record to Browse by channel. Button. Browse by date slash time. Button.
Remember these buttons that are here that we talked about earlier, they're back again since I've double tapped on home. So we're going to browse again by date and time. So let's double tap there.
Menu.
All right.
Close. Direct TV. Remote control. Button. Watch on iPhone. Selected. Home. 1 of 11. Selected. Guide. Selected. Guide. 2 of 11. Home.
Well,
Remote.
I
8 of
must have.
receiver, BR, 7 of
Let me
receiver,
go back over
TV
here.
movies, selected, home, selected, browse for TV, home, want menu.
All right, now I accidentally tapped one of the tabs and selected the guide, but that's okay. We're back on the home tab, which is the first one of your tabs. So now let's go and tell the app that we want to sort our guide by date and time.
Record to DVR. Head selected. Browse. Record to deep. Browse by channel. Browse by date slash time. Button.
And that's what we're going
Menu.
to do, browse by date and time.
Guide. Heading. Content search. Remote control. Watch on iPhone. Selected. Browse
And
for TV. 2 of 2. Button.
we have selected watch on TV.
Neuter system. New dot. Forensic files. HLN HD. HD sports. Forensic
Now.
file. Neuter system. New dot. Favorite. Activate. Activate. CNN newsroom. See DirecTV Cinema the DirecTV Cinema the Screen 200 heading.
Now, I got back to where I was. As you've noticed, we started at 200 because that's where we last stopped browsing the guide. And we haven't closed the app, so it remembers where we left off browsing. So what I'm going to do is I'm sitting on the heading of 200. I'm going to swipe right until I find the TCU at Oklahoma College basketball, and I'm going to find that and double tap it again.
DirecTV Cinema the DirecTV Cinema the Screening Room, CNN Newsroom, Neuter System, Forensic Files, HD Sports, Florida at Vanderbilt, TCU at Oklahoma, TCU at
Now,
Oklahoma,
I double
TCU at
tap the
Oklahoma.
TCU at
Heading.
Oklahoma just like we did before. Only this time we're going to interact with it a little bit here. Let's swipe over to where the buttons are. Just take one finger and swipe from left to right.
Close. TCU at Oklahoma. View all episodes. It is 2 hours, 0 minutes. Genre, basketball. TCU, 17. Read more. Button.
There's our read more button.
You can watch this on your TV, computer, iPad, or iPhone. Watch. Button.
Okay. We want to watch this game, so I'm going to double tap.
Watch. TCU at Oklahoma. Back. Button.
Now, let me turn our TV up here a little bit so that we can change the channel from our guide. Okay, we got a little volume on that. represent the competition. As you know, we just click the watch button. Occasionally, you can, and I'll show you here in a minute, occasionally, for some reason, it won't send the I want to watch this signal from the app to the receiver, and I don't know why it doesn't do it. It just doesn't do it sometimes. But let's swipe right.
TCU at Oklahoma. Close. Button watch on TV. On now. Sat. 3/4
And I'm just swiping from left to right.
207. Watch on TV. Button.
And I want to watch it on TV.
Successful.
This is what you woke up for. So, we're now on that TCU at Oklahoma game, and we change the channel using the DirecTV app. As it turns out, it was an advertisement, but we're there. So that's how you can select something in your guide and watch it on and send that to your TV.
Successful. Successful.
Now it says it was successful.
Program has been sent to BR.
So it's sent to BR.
Okay. Button.
And
okay.
We double tap the OK.
TCU at Oklahoma. Back. Button.
Now, let's do
on now. Sat on watch on TV. Close. Button.
Let's close that again.
TCU at Oklahoma. ESNHD. Channel 207 is not favorited. Available to cast a TV. Watch on iPhone. One of two selected. Browse
now, I went and double tapped up near.
Watch on iPhone. Remote content guide. Heading. Menu. Button.
The top left corner of the screen. And if you land on one of the buttons, just swipe back left if you want the menu button. But I want to do now is I want to sort it to things that I can only, that I can watch on my iPhone. So let's do that. We have so far been selecting, we want to browse for TV.
Guide, content search, remote control.
And I'm swiping right.
Watch on iPhone, one of two, button, selected.
And we're going to double tap there.
One of two.
Oh, that's fun. It just started playing me a TV program, and that's not really what I wanted it to do. The good thing is you can split finger double tap and it'll stop whatever you're watching. So let's now go look at our guide, since I've now told it that I want to view what's on my iPhone.
Browse for TV. Two of two.
There's your browse for TV or watch on iPhone. There's your browse for TV button.
Filter listings by all guide.
There's your filter listings.
Sort listings by date and time button.
And we're going to sort by date and time again.
Sort list view by heading. Done button. Selected date and time. Channel number. Channel is channel.
And
is
that's
easy.
Those are the ways that you can sort your guide.
Channel number. Selected date and time.
You can sort by date and time.
Channel number.
You can tell it to put them in order of channel number or channel.
Selected. Date and time. Channel is E.
Or we can tell it to sort it in alphabetical order.
Channel selected. Done.
And I'm going to hit the done button.
Menu. Button. Sort listings by date and time. Button.
Okay.
Arrow left. Dimmed. Button.
There's the arrow left.
Viewing shows at time. Saturday, March 4th at 2 p.m. Button.
Now, since it's past 2 o'clock, it's showing us everything that's on at 2 o'clock.
Arrow right button.
There's the arrow right button again, where you can move up to 2:30. You can just double tap there and it would advance you to 2:30.
200 heading. CNN newsroom. CNN HD channel 202 is forensic files. HL Florida at Vanderbilt. TCU at Oklahoma. ESNHD.
Now we're viewing, we're looking at things that I can watch on my iPhone.
Action. Women's college basketball. Georgia at Arkansas. 2017 NFL scouting combine. Red Sox at Pirates. MLB NHD. Channel. NHL Network countdown. And NBA TV marquee matchup. ADP tennis. The LPGA Tour golf. NASCAR racing. FS1 Premier League behind
now,
the match.
What
That's
I'm
wrong.
Just I'm just NBC swiping
SHD,
from left to
channel
right
220 is not favorited.
To take a look
button.
At what thing
actions available
that I can watch on my iPhone. We're sitting here on NASCAR. Let's just see what we can do with this thing.
Play. Activate to live stream this channel.
I can play it by swiping up with one finger. So I can play it. So if I double tap the play it, it would actually play it.
Favorite. Activate to favorite this channel.
I can put it to, I can send it to my favorites.
Activate. Default.
Or I can activate
200.
It.
200. Heading.
Well.
CNN Newsroom. Forensic. Florida at Vanderbilt.
I moved.
NBA TV Marquee. Play. Favorite. Activate. Play.
Okay,
activate.
Those are the three things that you can do. Play, you can favorite it, or you can activate it. And you can also, no matter where you are, you can record something to your DVR. If you're away and you just say, hey, oh, I want to watch Forensic Files, you can actually log into your DirecTV app and record it to your DVR from no matter where you are. Excuse me. So, let's move on to other things.
Live TV. Heading. Menu.
Let's go back to the menu, and we're reviewing live TV, things we could watch, stream and watch on our iPhone. So let's go back to the menu button. So I tapped on the left top of the screen, double tap.
Close.
To on your menu button.
Direct TV. Button selected. Watch on iPhone. Browse for TV. 2 of 2. Button.
Now let's go back to browse for TV.
Selected. Browse for TV.
And I just double tap that. Now I want to look on the bottom and find my tabs again.
Settings and help. 11 of 11. Voice. Authorize a movie or event.
And now I'm just swiping left.
Remote. Receiver. Receiver control. In home. Heading. Receiver. VR.
There's our receiver.
Playlist. 6 of 11.
Now, what I want to do next is I want to look at my things that are on on my DVR, and you do that from the playlist tab. Pardon me, goodness. So we're going to double tap the playlist tab.
Menu button.
Okay, now we're in the playlist tab. So let's explore this tab.
The Rachel Maddow Show.
Okay.
Menu button.
Now. I'm back over to my menu button. I touched the screen. It went somewhere that I didn't want to look at right now. So we're at the menu. So let's swipe right from here.
Playlist heading.
So it says we're in the playlist heading.
Content search button.
And again, you have the content search.
Remote control button.
The remote control button.
Watch on iPhone. 1 of 2 button.
And our old watch on iPhone or watch on TV.
Selected. Browse for TV.
And we have
button.
It set for browse for TV.
Selected. On DVR. Button. 1 of 2.
Now that's, we want to look at what we have on the DVR. Our other choice is let's swipe right and see.
My downloads. 2 of 2.
That is my downloads. And like I said, I've never done that just because it takes up an awfully lot of room on your device. But we're going to look at what's on the DVR.
All DVRs. Button. Heading.
If you have multiple DVRs, that's where you can tell it, yes, show me all the DVRs.
Sort by date added. Button. Heading.
Now here is another way that you sort things. I have mine set up to sort by date added.
Pull to refresh.
You can pull down to refresh your listings.
The Rachel Maddow Show, channel MNBC HD, 1 hour 2 minutes, aired on Saturday, March 4th at 5 a.m.
Okay.
Actions available.
Now, that's the first item because remember, we sorted by date added, so that's the last thing that our DVR recorded.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, five new showings of five total.
Okay, the
Actions
next
available.
thing is the Stephen Colbert Show. Now, one thing that will help you, is DVRs are set up. For example, we have Stephen Colbert. Everything is in a folder. If you record a series, let's say you tell that you want to record the Stephen Colbert Show. And we can do that. Yeah, we'll look at how to set up to record a series here in just a second, or just record one thing. So here is Stephen Colbert.
The Last Word with Lawrence O'Donnell, five new showings of The Rachel Maddow Show, Grimm, five new The Dead Files, five Grimm, five The
And
Rachel
these are
Maddow
just
Show, four
folders
new
that are
showings
on
of
our
four total.
DVR
The
with
Last Word
shows
with
in them.
Lawrence O'Donnell, The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, five new
Let's
showings of
double
five
tap
total.
on Stephen
Actions
Colbert
available.
folder.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, five new showings of five total.
So I double tap the fold the that listing or that title, and let's swipe left to right, from left to right.
The Last Word with Lawrence O'Donnell. The Late
Hey.
Show with Stephen Colbert. Selected. The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Heading.
Okay. For some reason, it just didn't select when I double tapped it. Now let's swipe right.
Close. Button.
There's our close button.
Kate Blanchett. Paul Rust. Mo Amer. Channel call. 1 hour, 2 minutes. Aired on Friday, March 3rd at 10:35 p.m. Expires from device.
Okay, that tells us
Actions
who the
available.
guests were on the show and just a little bit when it was recorded and those type things. Let's see what we can do. It says actions are available, so I can swipe up with my one finger from bottom to top.
Delete.
I can delete that show
Activate.
or
Default.
activate it. That's the two things I can do from right here when I have this folder open with a listing of all the Stephen Colbert shows we've recorded. I'm going to double tap this first one.
Loading. Ellipsis. The Late Show with Stephen
Okay.
Colbert. Back.
It
Button.
says loading. So let's swipe left to right here, or yeah, and see what we can do with this listing. It's going to be the same, just like we looked at in the guide.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Heading. Close. Button.
There's our close.
Kate Blanchett. Paul Rust. Mo Amer. Season 2, Episode 107. First aired March 3rd, 2017.
Okay, so that's when it aired, what season number, episode number, all that.
View all episodes. Button.
You can, from here, view all episodes of the Stephen Colbert Show if you want to.
It is 1 hour, 2 minutes long and has a TV PG rating.
Okay, there's its rating and how long it is.
Genre, series, comedy, talk. Actress Kate Blanchett, actor Paul Rust, comic Mo American. You can watch this on your TV.
Okay, it says I can watch it on my TV, and we're actually looking at things that are on my DVR. So I'm going to keep swiping right,
Watch button.
and here is a watch button. So I'll double tap that.
Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Back button.
Now I'm going to turn the TV up a little bit here. At least I think I am. Here we go. Okay. That's the college. Remember, we changed to the TCU at Oklahoma college basketball game. But right now we're looking at the Stephen Colbert Show, and it said you can watch it on your TV. We double tap to watch. Let's swipe from left to right here.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Head close, but watch on TV. On your DVR playlist,
It's
Living
on
Hard.
my DVR.
Recorded on Friday,
When it
3/3,
that's when it was
10:35 p.m. Burton
recorded.
5. Watch on TV. button.
And there's the watch on TV button, so we'll double tap that.
Watch on TV. Alert. Successful.
And now we are watching a show.
Flipping some flapjacks.
On Monday. Good to have been long.
That's on our DVR. Now.
Hey, Steven.
Yes, Paul.
You see this? Spotify did some sort of poll, and in Australia, the number one tune to sex to is the Star Wars Cantina band song. That's ridiculous.
Is it, Paul? Is it?
Yeah, you know what song I'm talking about, right? That one goes...
Okay, we'll turn it back down. So that's how you can use your app in your iPhone to control your DVR.
Program has been sent to be okay. Button.
Okay, we'll hit the okay that tells us that we've successfully sent it to our DVR.
Okay, The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Back button.
Okay, when you double tap okay, it'll put you back on the back button. So we're going to go back.
Back.
Now let's swipe and see where we are.
Edit, close, button. Kate Blanchett, close,
okay.
Button.
So let's close the Stephen Colbert folder.
Close, menu, button.
All right, we close that. Now let's see how we can record an item. So we're going to hit the menu.
Close.
Which we just did. Now let's go to the bottom part of the screen.
Authorize a movie or event remote. 8 receiver. BR.
I'm just swiping left.
Receiver selected. Networks. TV shows. Movies. Guide. 2 of 11.
And I want the guide, so let's double tap that.
Menu. Button.
Okay. Now let's start at the top left. Figure out where we are here.
Viewing shows at time, Saturday, March 4th at 2 p.m. Button.
Now, that just tells us what we're viewing shows. I just touched somewhere up on the top left corner. If you want to go backwards, swipe right to left, or if you don't...
Arrow left. Sort listings by date and time. Arrow left. Viewing shows at time, Saturday, March 4th at 2:30 p.m. Button. Arrow right. Button.
And again, if I want to advance by 30 minutes, I can double tap that button.
Table index. Suffering from lower back pain. Notre Dame at Louisville. Call PGA Tour Golf. KPLC.
And I'm just swiping through my available programs.
HD. Ed Slott's Retirement Roadmap 2017. K. Seton Hall at Butler. The King of Queens. CW,
okay.
Channel 30.
There we go. I was looking for a TV show.
Button.
Because I want to show you what you can do with it. Because
favorite, activate to favorite this record, activate to record this program.
I can record it from right here just by swiping up with one finger. But what I want to do is activate it.
The King of Queens, the King of Queens, heading.
And let's swipe right and see what our choices are here.
Close, but brace yourself. Season 9, Episode 6. View all episodes. It is 30 minutes long and has a TV PG rating. Genre, series, comedy. A drawing by Dickinson convinces Arthur that he needs braces. The Palmers hire Spence as a servant.
It's a little synopsis of the show.
You can watch this on your TV. Watch, button.
There's a watch.
Record, button. Cast and crew, record, button.
And if you keep swiping, you find cast and crew.
Watch, button. Record. Cast and crew. Cast and crew carousel. Adjustable. Cast and crew. Button. Heading.
Okay, so there you go. If you wanted to look at the cast and crew, you could do that. But let's...
Record. Button.
Double tap the record button.
Record. Record options. Back. Button.
Okay, what we have here are the record options. So I'm going to swipe left to right.
Record options. Heading. Close. Button.
There's our close.
Selected. Record episode. Button.
There's
one
a record
two.
Episode.
Record series. Button. Two
right.
of two.
That is where, if you wanted to record all the King of Queens episodes that come on TV, you can double tap that and it will record the series. Anywhere it finds it in the guide, it'll record it for you.
The King of Queens. Brace yourself. 30 CW. Receiver. Living RM. Keep until disk is full.
Now, these are the record options, and it says keep until disk is full. That's one of the options.
Start on time button. Stop on time button.
Start and stop on time.
Priority, record if possible button.
We want to record it if it's possible.
Record episode button. Record episode button.
Or the last thing in the record options is just double tap it if I just want it to record that one episode. But let's back up here and let's look at our options.
Start. Keep until. Receiver. Living RF. 30. CW. Brace yourself. The King of Queens. Record series. Button.
Okay.
2 of 2. Selected. Record episode.
And it says record episode.
Record the King of. Brace yourself. 30. CW. Today. 0. Receiver. Living RF. Keep until. Disk is full.
Okay.
Button.
That's the thing that I wanted to look at. You can double tap here to select whether you want it to keep it until the disk is full and then just delete the older programs.
Start on keep until.
Let's
keep until. Keep until. Back.
All right. We double tap the key. It says keep until disk is full. We double tapped here because let's see what options we have.
Keep until. Heading. Close. But disk is full. Picker item. Adjustable.
It's a picker item, so let's see what our choices are. So let's swipe up with one finger.
I delete it.
Until I delete it.
I delete it. Disk is full.
And
disk
those are the two options that we have. Either keep it till I delete it, or when the disk is full, it'll start deleting things, older things. So let's swipe back left and close it.
Close. Button. Close. Menu. Button.
So now we're back to our menu button.
Close.
And we brought the menu back up with screen tabs.
Remote. 8 of 11. Receiver. VR. 7 of 11. Receiver control. Playlist. Networks. TV show. Movies. Selected. Guide. 2 of 11.
And we're still on the guide, just like we selected before. So with that, there, you know, you can watch things, you can record things, you can watch off your DVR. Let's look at one more tab before we quit, and that is the settings tab.
Settings and help, 11 of 11, button.
So I just tapped on the lower right corner of my screen and just happened to land on it, so let's double tap.
Settings and help. Heading.
Now let's swipe right from here.
Close. Button.
There's our close.
Settings. Heading. Account. Link.
So there's my DirecTV account. If I double tap that link, it would show me my username, password, my username, and I'd have to. That's where you would put your username password in.
Settings button.
There's a settings button.
Parental controls button.
There's the place where you're going to set up parental controls.
Manual recording button.
There is how it handles manual recording.
DVR access button.
DVR access. You know, whether you can, just the living room can watch the DVR, or can the bedroom watch DVR.
Help. Heading.
And then the next is the help heading.
DVR. Manual parental control. Settings. Button.
Let's look at what's in the settings. So I just swiped back over here to the settings. We'll double tap here.
Settings. Settings. Back. Button. Settings. Info icon. Button.
There's an info.
Logout. Button.
You can log out.
Voice settings. Heading. Voice feedback. Voice feedback. Switch button. On.
Okay. There is a voice search on this thing, and the only way I've been able to make it work is use a pair of earbuds or a Bluetooth earpiece to make it work correctly. And that's one of the reasons I didn't show you the search functions, is it's hard to make them work, and the search results that you have aren't that accessible.
Channel settings, heading, hide SD duplicate.
So, we're looking at channel settings. This is hide SD duplicates.
Hide SD duplicate. Switch button on.
And I have that set to on because I don't want to see two listings for everything that I have. So I told it to hide duplicates.
Hide all HD. Hide all HD. Switch button off.
Okay. If you didn't have an HD receiver or TV, you could tell it to hide all the HD content, which we have both of those, so I'm not going to do that.
Hide on-demand content. Hide on-demand content. Switch button on.
Okay, I have all my on-demand content hidden because I don't want to see it because I'm not going to pay $5 to watch one movie. So I have all the on-demand hidden.
Private watching, heading. Private watching, off, button.
I have private watching off. I'm not actually a whole lot of sure as to what that does. You know, I've just never messed with it.
Display time zone, heading. Use system time zone, button. Quick record settings, heading. Quick record settings, button. Legal. Heading.
Okay, there's quick record settings, and the last thing in this settings thing is legal.
Quick record settings.
Let's look at what's in the quick record settings.
Quick record options. Back. Record option. Close. Receiver. Living RM. Button.
So that shows us where our DVR is located. It's in the living room receiver.
Keep until disk is full. Button.
Keep it until the disk is full.
Start. On time. Stop. On time. Priority. Record if possible. Priority.
And that's,
record if possible.
That's what. That's. Those are the only things in the record options.
Receiver. Keep until. Receive. Close. Button. So, close. Menu. Button.
We'll close that. So, I think we've pretty well gone through everything that you can use. It's, you know, yes, it could use a little work, but I can sure do a lot more with this app than I ever could do with the DirecTV and the remote by itself, for sure. So, if you have any questions, you can email me at w5mrr1@gmail.com. And thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Vis. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.